This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Key players in the impeachment trial of U.S. President Donald Trump and his defense argued sharply Sunday whether his efforts to get Ukraine to launch investigations to benefit him politically were impeachable offenses that warranted his removal from office. Mr. Trump's Senate trial formally opened last week, and it's set to hear opening arguments on Tuesday. More from VOA's Arash Arabasadi.
The president this week again said he did nothing wrong in a July phone call with Ukraine's president in which Trump asks for investigation into a political rival. At the time, Trump was withholding $400 million in congressionally approved military aid. The Trump defense team argues impeachment should never have happened as the aid was eventually released with no announcement of an investigation.
When you have somebody who, for example, is indicted for a crime, let's assume you have a lot of evidence, but the grand jury simply indicts for something that's not a crime, and that's what happened here. You have a lot of evidence, disputed evidence, could go both ways, but the vote was to impeach on abuse of power, which is not within the constitutional criteria for impeachment.
Democrats want to call witnesses in the Senate trial following recent developments since the House filed articles of impeachment. But Republicans say no, blaming Democrats for rushing through the process. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News, Washington.
Chinese health officials in the central city of Wuhan confirmed 136 new cases of a new coronavirus. It's a huge spike over the past 3 days. The Wuhan Municipal Health Commission says the total number of cases on the virus now exceeds 200. That includes two new cases in Beijing and one in Shenzhen in southern China. Most of the confirmed cases are described as mild, but at least three deaths have been reported. Again, three deaths reported as a result of this new virus. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.